Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast for today. It's Monday. It's cold. You don't want to be at work. You're trying to feign illness. You're thinking, should I phone the boss now? Should I leave it for later? And then, of course, you're frightened to answer the telephone. So, in other words, you phone the boss. Come on, we've all done it. I've never done it because I don't do things like that. But other people over the years, you phone up and you go, oh, hello, because you're hoping he's not there so you can, or she's not there, so you can leave a message for somebody else. You go, oh, it's Steve, I'm not feeling very well today, so I'm going to spend the day in bed. You put the phone down and you think, right, what shall I do now? And then you think, oh, I don't feel very well. So it always backfires, doesn't it, on everybody who sort of cheats like that. And then you're frightened to answer the telephone in case it's your boss. You pick it up and go, hello, and he goes, oh, you're well. You go, oh, sorry, no, not at all well. So you have to go to work. Take my word for it. You feel a much better person. Really, seriously, you feel a much better person if you go to work as opposed to not going to work. I know, I'm lucky. I've got a job that I like. I've got a job that that brings pleasure to hundreds of people, if not three. And I just like getting up for work in the morning. The only problem I have is staying awake at night. And I know that people have said to me, I was talking to my driver this morning, and he's been listening to me for years and years and years and years. And I said, I love working at this time. I've done overnight shows. Now I've done this early breakfast. So you only have a couple of hours and then the sun's up and then you're into the big time audience, which is what I like. So that, you know, it just suits my lifestyle. It's just that come 5:30, 6 o'clock of the evening, I'm falling asleep. Yesterday, went out for a walk in Regent's Park and it was so cold. I mean, it was bitterly cold. Bitterly cold, and my ears hurt, my face went numb completely, completely numb. And so get back in the car, put the heating on, that was lovely. And I'd had a problem the day before with one of my tyres. I've got tyres on my car that ask anybody and they'll tell you the one thing Steve's paranoid about is air pressure in the car tyres, because I can't remember what I'm supposed to put in there. So most of the time it's either a bit under or a bit over. It never seems to be the right compromise. And I'd had a sleepless night panicking about air coming out of one of the tyres. And I'd done it the day before, and it appeared to be down about seven units or whatever it was. Should have been 35, and it came in at 31 or something. And so I filled it up. Then I panicked over it on the Sunday morning, thinking I better check it on the way in. So on the way in, I pull into a garage. It's got one of those digital readout things. Put it on there, and it was absolutely perfect. So panic was over. So anyway, so I did this walk through Regent's Park, and I was so freezing. And normally, we go out afterwards. We go out, we do a tourist attraction, or we do a breakfast and then a tourist attraction, or shopping. We do something. And yesterday I said, I can't do anything because it's invoice day. And invoice day is fairly important in my business because we invoice in advance of the work we're doing. So my invoice is for the month of February. So in other words, if I become ill during the month of February, I take time off, I knock it off March. Because it's fairly straightforward. So I said, I've got to do that. And then today, I've got to get the invoices out for the VAT so I can remember to file that as well. So once I file the VAT, then I'll be OK with everything. And then I've got the doctors tomorrow. Well, sorry, the eye hospital tomorrow. So that'll mean sore eyes for a few hours. And then on Thursday, we've got the doctors. So in between that and the Super Bowl, I'm kind of up to here with everything at the moment. And birthdays. It was James's birthday the other day, who is Duncan Barks's producer. So I sent him you know, he was up really early this morning. I don't think he'd gone to bed, actually, from the night before. And so we'd been out for lunch last week. And then Susanna Reid is up for lunch as well. I don't know if she eats lobster. I have a feeling she might eat lobster. And I'm not sure if I want to eat lobster again. I tried. Michael, James O'Brien's producer, was so keen for me to try lobster. And I didn't have to pay for it. They were very generous. I think it's going to be easier to take them to Joe Allen's, because that way at least I know I can enjoy everything and I can have a drink in there and it's not too far from Waterloo Station. Anyway, Callum Best's secret girlfriend is revealed. And as I say, her name is Lanthi Rose Cochrane Stack, and she happens to be a model. Well, they say she's a model. I mean, you know, you sort of look at her and you think they've been dating since last year. So they say. Somebody says it's no surprise that he brushed Cammy off. Why have a burger when you can have steak at home? But the trouble is, when you look at Callum Best's conquests and you look at the low-rent person that he is, you suddenly realise that, you know, he's a bit naff. He is a bit naff for an old man of that age. He's over 30, isn't he? He's 33 years old and his girlfriend's 23. You know, it's a bit tacky, I'm afraid. A little bit tacky. Because you know it's not going to go anywhere apart from just another girl to bed for Callum Best. Although his mother says that She was. She thought he'd die of drinking, like his father. Cheerful thought, isn't it, really? Cheerful thought. Katie Hopkins on Celebrity Big Brother has banned Katie Price from her inner circle, and she's ruled out any kind of friendship. Well, of course, I mean, why would you? Why would you want friendship with Katie Price? Vile woman. Absolutely vile. Don't want anything there. She's not part of my group, she said. And she said, I'm not best pleased that I've even associated with her. So, in other words, she's doing a bit of the act thing because she seems to have backtracked on little bits and pieces. But, I mean, why would you want to hang around with Katie Price, who by now must be stinking? I mean, she's worn the same clothes for ages and ages. I've had enough of people talking about their sex life, says Katie. I'm done with that. I didn't realise that people who are 36 still talk about stuff like that. I don't understand it because I'm surrounded by girlfriends who are married and have families. So, unfortunately, poor old Katie Price hasn't reached maturity yet, which is a bit of a shame. Cheryl Fernandez Vicini Versace Spag Bowl, still out there getting emotional before doing her new music video. And, you know, I mean, it's just, it's fake, isn't it, from start to finish. God knows what her husband thinks of her. I suppose he's quite desperate, but I don't see it lasting too long. Not all of Bruce Jenner's family knew about his plans to transition to a woman until recently. Because he doesn't live as a woman. He hasn't dressed as a woman, as far as I've seen. But now they say he's in a great space, perfect time to do something about it. But perhaps they have different laws. He's 65. He's 65, and we've got no, excuse me, pictures of him dressed as a woman. So I'm not sure whether or not it's just attention-seeking or what it is. There was a picture of Kim Kardashian coming out of a hotel, and somebody had captioned it with, you know, get a life, reality check. You know, because she's a nobody. She's a nobody at all. Michael Jackson's former home, this is Neverland, could be turned into a rehabilitation centre for sexually abused children. Several potential buyers. It's 2,700 acres. And it's quite interesting because it's a very ordinary house. I suppose it came with a funfair, and it came with all sorts of things. But the house itself, I thought, was pretty naff. Pretty naff. I still feel sorry for Michael Jackson. I still feel sorry the fact that he wasn't the happiest that he ever had been in his life. Touring would have taken it all out of him. And you know, it's just a shame when you look at the pictures, the neglect on the estate. It was all there. It was all for children. And it was, you know, because I suppose people used to come up with this thing about Michael Jackson saying that he was a child himself. You know, he was that sort of person. He didn't grow up. He was in Neverland. And I think the surrounding publicity was just a bit sad, really. Prince Harry, sober, says walking. It's time Prince George started running. He's hoping he could be the next one to go the distance. The Met runners raising money for rugby union's injured players. Harry, who we're not too sure what he does. We know he's a member of the royal family. We know he does charity stuff. But it's not, you know, I don't think charity is actually a really hard job to do. Going around having your picture taken is not difficult. The Super Bowl halftime, wistful Katy Perry, who ended up twerking on Lenny Kravitz. Lord, I don't know, Lenny Kravitz was still around, but he is, apparently. And so the Super Bowl, it's a big deal over in America. You know, over here, to be honest with you, I couldn't care less. I'm really not bothered by it. We've seen all sorts of things. And so she had all these backup dancers dressed as chess pieces, and that was it, as they say. You know, it was all very lovely, but the Americans go crackers for stuff like that. But it's the adverts that they like, isn't it? Britney Spears was there as well, with her beau, Charlie Ebersole. He's a producer as well. He looks very young, actually. They all look terribly young in America. And I'm not bothered about losing, but I'm gutted about losing to Louis Spence. Mike Tyndall thrashed in the jump. He was beaten by Louis Spence. The news meant he was the first to perform in the reputation-saving make-or-break ski jump. I didn't imagine losing to Louis Spence. Who else is in there? A few other uninteresting people. Dom Parker. He did reasonably well. Joey Essex is just odd, I'm afraid. I can't describe as any other person than odd. And still, surprisingly, no girlfriend. No girlfriend in sight, or ever likely to be one, I shouldn't think. Denise Van Outen, set to join the cast of EastEnders. And she's got a big announcement to make, which is good. I wonder if they'll disguise her as somebody. Do you think they'll recognise her as Denise Van Outen when she goes in? And she'll go, oh, my name's Ruby. And they'll go, you're Denise Van Outen, dear. Do you not know who you are? It's a bit embarrassing when they're better known than the show, isn't it, really? Chris O'Dowd and Dawn O'Porter have announced birth of their son, Art. which is great, isn't it? Very good. She looks slightly strange, doesn't she? And very odd hair. Perhaps it's something else. Natalie Cassidy meeting Charlie Brooks at a Peppa Pig premiere. I don't know, the oddest people go. So they've got Charlie Brooks there. Natalie Cassidy. I play my trumpet. And so that was very good indeed. And Kate Garraway. Good Lord, she looks like a paint palette with bright pink and everything else. And television presenter Laura Hamilton. I'm sorry, darling. I've got no idea who you are. I'm really sorry. It's very sweet of you to be a television presenter, but I don't know what you do. I've got no idea at all. Who else was there? Gareth Gates was there. Good Lord, they all turned up. Kate Ford, Vanessa Feltz. Good God, what in God's name was she doing there? Vanessa Feltz. Oh, she turns up, of course, with her goddaughter. You know, she has to, or godson, or god, it's god, perhaps it's, a, I don't know, whatever it is. Any opportunity for poor old Vanessa, who's looking as ancient as the hills at the moment. In fact, a little bit difficult to tell which one's Peppa Pig and which one's Vanessa Feltz. No Botox, Gavin and Stacey's, Ruth Jones looking lush. She does. She's 48. She's spoken out against having anything. I've done her a couple of times. She's gorgeous. Katie Holmes comparing the size of her and 8-year-old daughter Suri Cruz's feet, which is lovely. It's the most spoilt child ever. Pam St. Clement detailing how a lesbian fling behind her husband's back changed her love life forever. Her book is called End of the Earring. She confesses to the realisation she was bisexual. I thought she was gay, but we'll find out about that. And Gemma Collins flaunting £14 weight loss. She turns 34 on Monday. Oh, dear God in heaven, what do you look like? Unfortunately, you cannot disguise the fact you look like an overweight beach hut, dear. You really are. Hair looking rough, really, really tacky. Really bad, and the outfit, ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And Nigella Lawson, stepping out. Nigella, looking a bit drained and tired. Just moved into a new house. Didn't like the kitchen. Changed it. They reckon it cost £100,000 to turn her kitchen into a pink wonderland. Good grief. Listen, have a lovely day. Wrap up warm. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning at 4 for more fun and frolics. You can follow me on Twitter, @SteveAllenShow. Till then, bye-bye.